In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Reverend fathers, brothers, and sisters in Christ, Christ is risen. And happy Mother's Day. I didn't really think of you as Mother's Day, but okay. So today, we commemorate the righteous Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea, and also the myrrh-bearing women. Now, it's interesting. The myrrh-bearing women were obviously, they were the first witnesses to the resurrection. They went and they were the first ones to see the empty tomb, and Christ presented himself to some of them as well. And so they were the first witnesses. They were the first ones to know about the resurrection. And it's kind of amazing when you think about it. You might have assumed that it would have been the apostles, but it wasn't. Instead, it was these faithful women. And there's a reason for that. These women were faithful throughout all of Christ's ministry. They followed it. They didn't just show up here at the very end to bring myrrh to anoint the body of Jesus after he had died, but they followed him throughout his whole ministry, and they actually ministered to him throughout his ministry. They were the ones that provided shelter and food and that kind of thing. They were with him at all times. They were there at the crucifixion. When you think about that, the apostles, except for John, all the apostles had fled. So they were there as witnesses to his ministry. They were there as witnesses to his crucifixion. And they were there as the first witnesses of the resurrection. We call them equal to the apostles because they spread the good news of his resurrection. And so what we have is these women being these great witnesses to Christ, seeing Christ throughout all of his life, throughout his life and his death and his resurrection. It's interesting, St. John Chrysostom talks about this, and he says how these women see Christ, but how that we fail to see Christ ourselves in our lives. And he's referencing specifically the parable of the sheep and the goats, where Christ talks about people having seen or not having seen him when he was hungry, and when he was thirsty, and when he was naked, and when he was sick and in prison, and feeding him, or giving him drink, or clothing him, or visiting him. And he says, when you have done it to the least of these, you have done it unto me. When you have not done it to the least of these, you have not done it unto me. And so St. John points out how these women saw Christ, but yet we sometimes can fail to see Christ in those who are in need. In the fact that he is manifested in those who are in need. But it's not just this. There are other ways in which we don't see Christ as well. There was there's a prayer in the preparation for communion that talks about partaking of the bread and wine and asking God that we would perceive the body and blood of Christ. It's a very profound prayer when you think about it. When you think about seeing Christ, that we see Christ, we partake of Christ every single week in the Eucharist. And what a blessing it is. And it's so easy. I find it so easy to be distracted by this or that or the other and to not perceive Christ in the body, in the bread and the wine, to not perceive the body and blood. And what a gift it is. These women had the opportunity to see Christ throughout his ministry, and we have the opportunity to see Christ every single week when we partake of his body and blood. But there's one other way in which we're gifted to see Christ at all times, and sometimes we do not, and that's in the people around us. We are created in the image of God. And so the word image is icon, and the word image in Greek is icon. And so the icon of Christ is right around us at all times. Obviously, we have his holy icons on the iconostasis and in our homes, at our altars, but we also have that image of God, that icon of Christ in our neighbors, in those we work with, in those we go to school with, in our family, in our parents, in our children, in our grandparents, and in those that we go to church with. The people sitting on your right and left right now are the icon of Christ. They're created in the image of God. And what a blessing it is that he has given that to us, that he's given that blessing of himself through those around us. And I pray that, like the holy myrrh bearers, that we would be able to see Christ in one another and respond in the way that they did. How did they respond? They served him. They loved him. They loved him so much that they risked their own death. If you think about it, here the Messiah was being put to death. And yet they, when all the apostles fled, when so many people fled, they stayed at the foot of the cross. They went to the tomb. Two of them were at the tomb when Joseph and Nicodemus took his body to the tomb. And then they came back to anoint him with spices, despite the fact that it wasn't a safe thing to do. When it was not comfortable for them, they served the Lord. And as we look at those around us who are that image of God, we should seek to serve them in the same way as well. We should seek to love them and to serve them and to see Christ in them. That's the thing that we should pray that we see Christ in everyone that we come into contact with, and thus share with them the great love that he has given to us. To his glory, that of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is risen.
Amen.